Therefore the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 22.
Applying this verse to spiritual Israel, we may take great comfort from it too. If it was a favor to natural Israel to be adopted as the Lord's peculiar people, as the house of servants, how much greater is the blessing to spiritual Israel, adopted of the Lord as the house of sons under the chief son, Jesus, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Hebrews 3:6, It is well that the Lord's people be called upon to fear, to reverence the Lord, but if the scriptures were entirely made up of commands and reproofs, the Lord's people would all surely have been discouraged long ago. On the contrary, with the reproofs and corrections, the Lord gives us very precious testimonies respecting his love and mercy, his goodness and long-suffering kindness, to encourage us. Reprint 32:23. The text again.
For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 22.